Welcome to the Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. Thank you for joining me once again on this incredible journey. And really, this is where ideas meet matter. I'm going to be talking to you today about the reality distortion field. The reality distortion field. Have you ever heard of that? Well, if you're a Trekkie, meaning that you are a huge follower of Star Trek, which I myself am not, not that it's a good show, don't get me wrong, but I'm just not a Trekkie. But if you are a Trekkie, then I'm sure you've heard of the phrase reality distortion field because that is where the phrase originates. However, for me, where I first heard about the reality distortion field was from Steve Jobs, somebody else who worked for Apple in 1981, describing Steve Jobs and how it is that so much was accomplished in such a short amount of time at Apple. From all of the products that they made, it was really mind-boggling that they could make such cutting-edge products in such a short amount of time. For instance, I believe the iPod, you know, that's something that's more of a 3 to 4 year project. Steve Jobs said, we're going to do it in 1.5 to 2 years, okay? And like that, the programmers, the engineers, they said, no, that's impossible, Steve. We cannot do this in 1.5 to 2 years. It's just physically, it is impossible. And you know what he said? He said, no. You're wrong. It is very possible, 1.5 years to 2 years, and he left, just like that. And guess what? When he put that mantle of expectation on them, that it would be achieved in that short amount of time, it actually was. It actually was. So you see, this principle is incredible, because it's easy for all of us, myself included, human beings, it's easy for us to say, oh, that's going to take way too long. Oh, no, that's going to take way too long. That's going to be way too hard. I couldn't do that in that amount of time. It's going to take me a lifetime, I don't know, to write this book. It's going to take me a lifetime to get enough blog posts to actually get ranked in the search engine. It's going to take me way too much time to make $100,000 a month. It's going to take me way too much time. Or no, it's not even possible to make $1 million a month, is it? Well, the truth of the matter is you're creating your own reality field right now. And so if you are deciding that you can or you can't, you know, as Henry Ford said, and I think he got that from an Eastern philosopher as well, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So Steve Jobs really understood this, and he realized that reality can be distorted because reality is totally malleable. Man, reality is like the biggest myth in the world. Reality is like this giant monster that is like pretending to be so big and so gigantic and immovable. And then you just go up to the screen and you touch it and it falls right over. That is reality for you folks. So I'm not going to say that it's necessarily the easiest thing in the world to accomplish great things in short amount of times. But I will say that it is far superior and far easier than the agony of doubting yourself, the agony of believing that what you really want, what your dreams are so far out in the future that they're almost not ever going to be accomplished. Let's take a quick station identification. This is Jason Bornstein with Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. And today's show is brought to you by ProsperYourPassion.com. Again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com. If you're looking to find a way to monetize whatever your passion is, head on over there and check that out. Put in your info. Very legitimate opportunity for you to finally break free from the 9-to-5 and to dictate your life according to your terms. Again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com. Head on over there and check that out. Now, let me go into how the reality distortion field can be used to your advantage in your business and in your life generally. You see, the problem with so many of us and the reason that we get bogged down in life and in business and don't end up achieving what we set out to achieve is because we lack focus. Again, we lack focus. We may have the vision, which is, you know, I think that's the most important thing to start out with, of course. You have to have the vision. You can figure everything else along the way. But once a person has that vision of what they want to achieve and accomplish on a big scale, then they get bogged down by the lack of focus because they think, I have to do everything. I have to do all of this marketing. I have to find all of these marketing sources. I need to keep up to date with all my social profiles. I need to figure out my fiscal responsibilities and my financial planning and blah, blah, blah. All of these things that can detract from the larger vision. And how do you combat that? That's a great question. How do you combat that? Well, the truth is, you just outsource things. Because the human brain, the human mind, it works most effectively when it's focusing on one thing at a time. You know, jack of all trades, master of none, that is the absolute truth. So if you're, I mean, just look, think about it. If you're on the computer and you're trying to multitask, you're doing a blog post, you're editing a video, you're chatting on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus, all at the same time, you know, it's going to take you way more time to accomplish all of those tasks and to do them well than it would if you just sat down and took it one at a time. Boom, blog post. Boom, podcast. Boom, social media updates. Boom, financial planning. Boom, just keep going. Focus one at a time. Knock it out. You know, and if that's where you're at and you are not outsourcing, you know, some of these different menial tasks, then what you have to do, again, is to focus one task at a time. And that is how you literally distort reality and collapse time, is through focus. It's extreme focus. It's not the kind of focus that you're going to find just going out to the grocery store or looking over at the gas pump who's next to you. No, it's the kind of focus that you're going to get from digging deep inside, because the longest journey is within. The longest journey is not without. It is within. And when you recognize that and you're able to hyper-focus on the aspects of your vision that are most important and knock it out of the park, oh man, you're unstoppable. You can do absolutely whatever it is that you set out to achieve. Again, I'm just going to simplify it. Once again, let's go over this. Either you outsource these different tasks, or you do them yourself for right now, which will take longer. But if you are doing them all by yourself, then you need to focus on one task at a time and just knock it out of the park. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you are outsourcing, you know, really recognize what is your greatest strength and what generates the most value in your life, you know, financially and happiness-wise. What generates the most value in your life? And what are you the best at the same time? Tend to go hand in hand when you look at the list of things for you to action on. The actionable items. Which ones give you the most value? Huge question. And the final part of this reality distortion field has a lot to do with really what I would call tribes. If you're working on a big project, it behooves you to get into a larger group with other like-minded people, because that's just going to increase that reality distortion field of what is possible. Again, going back to the Apple situation, part of the reason that was so possible is because Apple is known for being incredible with team building and team organizing and hiring A players of like-minded individuals with different strengths who can create this reality and create these incredible products with all this energy from a group effort. So if you're not a part of a community where people will lift you up and help you distort reality so that you can actually receive a lot of money and a lot of value in your life, then you have to do that if you want to collapse time more quickly. And then the final piece of the puzzle here for how to distort time is, you know, similar to think about a gravity field and there's a missile coming at it, and that missile just, it looks like it's going towards you, and you've got this gravity field around you, but the missile gets thrown off course because the gravity field throws it off and it doesn't touch you. It just goes right around you and falls and and detonates on the ground. That's also where you have to be if you're going to distort reality. Because if you allow those missiles of hate, those missiles of criticism, those missiles of misunderstanding from other people to enter into your field and your sphere of influence, then you, again, you won't accomplish your goals because you're allowing their reality to get into yours. You have to be strong and resilient in yourself, be the entrepreneur, be the big boy, be the big girl, and have that reality distortion field on full boat. And the beautiful thing is that reality will distort to you. It will conform to your desires if you believe in it long enough and if you do take the action steps to make it become a reality. Once again, this is Jason Bornstein with Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. That's all I have for you today. Go out there, distort reality. It is your God-given gift to do so. I'll see you on the next show.